Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
That is such a beautiful greeting for our global family. Welcome to Health and Wellbeing with Viada, and we're broadcasting all over the world. There's no limit to where this show goes out or where the Female Solution goes and connects to. And when I hear a greeting for Russia, I realize that's our family. Those people in Russia and the Ukraine, that's our family. So when we hear about rumors of war, again, what do we think is going on? What's going on? Why are we at war with our family? Well, part of it, I would say, this is my opinion. I give my opinion on this show a lot, but I really do want to hear your opinion. That's why we have a phone number, 515-605-9325, for you to call in and express your opinion so that why? We can come to unity. Unity in the body of human beings. And that's why the question today, can we end the war on our being as humans traveling around? We are here to be peace and love because this machine, this vessel of love was meant to spread love, spread joy, spread compassion, and spread wisdom because that's the essence of who we are. Our being is about peace, love, and joy. Every part of us, these fingers, these toes, that's why we do joint rolling, to activate the love, peace, and joy within us. And that's what's so needed when we hear rumors of war again, especially CNN and all the major networks love to promote the war now. We're promoting the war now. So that's why we want to talk about, can we stop or end the war? As it goes to my chakra chart. Can we stop or end the war on our being? All over the planet, humans are being truth, love, joy, and then we have this war that comes that interferes with that. It interferes with the love energy we want to give out, the peace we want to give out. We want peace. That's what our introduction, that's what our message is, the female solution. We're here to promote peace, love, and joy. And we just keep getting these attacks on us. So that's what we're going to talk about, all the attacks that come against this being, this love being, this being that is here to promote love and joy. So I hope you'll join in the conversation today. And most of all, let's join in some joint rolling, because this vessel needs to be lubricated. And we too often focus on the outside of this vessel, of this body. And every Friday, I promote focusing on the inside more than the outside. Someone sent me a video. Oh, it was one of our female hosts sent a video of Mary J. Blige's, I guess it's a new video on how I'm gorgeous. I wake up in the morning and I say I'm gorgeous. Are you doing that today? And we're going to talk about her video a little bit today, because that's one of those examples where the outside is focused on more than the inside. And we want to talk about how we can stop that focus on the outside and focus more on the inside. And that's what we do here anyway. But her, that video was a very important message for us. Mary J. Blige was featured in the Super Bowl halftime, watched by millions of people. And I heard that they don't even get paid for that. They don't get paid because of the number of people viewing that. It gives them a position of promoting themselves and who they are and all that. So we want to talk about that, on how stopping the war on the outlets that's being promoted to push the outside as the most important influence or the most important point of reference to improve ourselves and be that peace, love, and joy. We're talking about being peace, love, and joy today. And there's a war against that on every, on all sides anyway. But first, let's just do some joint rolling and get lubricated inside. You know, it's like a car that needs oil. We need that oil on the inside. And we can, one of the first ways we can end the war on our being is to lubricate and build up the inside with exercise, yoga, stretching, movement, breathing. It is so pleasant out here because there's a breeze. I'm going to be doing most of my shows outside, just as I do a yoga class on Wednesday outside, because the breeze is so heavily around here. And this land I'm on is sacred. I actually had someone tell me, give me a reading about this land being sacred. And so I treat it as such. I'm taking very good care, building a new home over here, renovating my new home over here, a small house on the outside of my son's house. So things are really manifesting for me and for you, because this is the month, February is the month, 2/2022. This is the 8th. And it's the month for you to manifest whatever you need, want, desire. This is the month to really focus on it, meditate on it, believe in it. And that's what I'm doing, because I've got a big job over here. But I bet you're ready to roll some joints, right? And our music is, as usual, The Sounds of Blackness. How appropriate for Black History Month, where the sound of blackness, the sound of the culture of melanin, dark melanin people, is one of rhythm. Rhythm. We got the rhythm. This is the history month of rhythm, where we shine in the area of rhythm. And we need to shine more and more in the area of maintenance for this melanin, curly-haired body. All right, let's do it. Let's get on the floor, or even if you're in your at work, you can move your wrist around. If you're sitting, okay, and I don't usually bring this out, but if you're sitting and you can't get on the floor, just stretch out your legs and your arms, and you're going to rotate these wrists and these ankles just where you're sitting. You can do that. You who are at work today, sitting at a computer, you can roll with us and just get high. Get high on your joints. Ending the war today by focusing on your inner being, your inner strength. And we build that strength. We build our army by moving this body, because inside of us is a kingdom that is ready to roll for us. So I'm going to start some music and get us rolling with and activating the kingdom and the army inside of us. How about that? Let's activate the kingdom inside of us today by rolling up these joints. Okay, where's my music? Intro music, sorry. So here we go, I think. Yep, here we go. Time for healing by the sounds of blackness. Let's do it together. Show some unity in the body. major joints when we do this stroke of swimming and energy. But we're loosening up back muscles and getting this body ready. Woo! Now let's just rub our hands together and give our tree trunk some energy, and that's our vagus nerve. You hear me talk about vagus nerve. So important to nurture that and give it attention every day. Let's squeeze the back of our neck. Squeeze. You should feel that all the way down to your toes if your vagus nerve is healthy. If you're not feeling it in your toes, you got to keep working on that, because that means there may be a blockage. Ooh, squeeze, 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 love, 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 and then go down to the shoulders. Let's just give our arms a good pat. All those solar panels, give our chest, our thymus gland, gives us some immune system boosting. Don't forget to rub around the breast area. Get those lymphatic glands activated. Give your chest, your belly button a little rub. And your microbiome army, give it a little stimulation. Oh, we love you, microbiome army, because you're our defense. You are the defense against all this war on us going on. Between the brain and the gut, we can end the war on our being. All right. Woohoo, we did it. Give thanks. Let's take some deep breaths together to finish off our rolling. Breathing in, holding it, holding it, holding it. Exhale. Inspire, inspire, inspire. And expire, expire. Inspire, 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 inspire. And expire. Inspire, inspire, inspire. Expire, expire. All right, we're here. Woohoo! Let's get busy improving our knowledge up here, wisdom, and in our heart. Let's develop the heart muscle by learning a little bit more about how we end this war on our being. I'm going to switch over to my studio here and bring in my father's book cover here. And for some reason my internet's going in and out, so be patient with me, please. I was reminded to be patient in traffic yesterday. This guy blocked me from moving into across a lane of traffic coming. And I didn't understand why he didn't just give me a space. You know, if you're trying to cross a lane of traffic from another lane and there's a stoplight, there's usually people who will give you the space to come on through since there's a stoplight. This guy didn't do that. I got very impatient, and I was motioning for him to move up or move back. The guy behind him was giving him enough space to move back and let me through. Instead, he blocked me a little halfway, so I couldn't, unless I maneuvered. In any case, he rolled down his window and said, just be patient. And I gave him a very unkind word, shut the F up, and I squeezed over, and the other car stopped and let me by. But when I parked, I said, I probably shouldn't have said those words, because that was a message for me to be patient in my renovation process here that I'm doing. It requires a lot of patience. So I'm really learning about patience for a long time. You think we could learn that lesson and move on? I think it's a daily lesson. Be patient. So we're here to learn about ending the war on our being. So thank you for joining me. And please comment. Feel free to comment. Press 1 in the studio, or let your comments, post your comments here on Facebook Live. On Sunday, we did a show, Soul Purpose Healing. And I played a speech by a woman. I did not know her name. I didn't know who she was. I just know this was the most dynamic speech I'd heard in a long time. And I found out who this person is if you want to look her up. because she was tired. And I'm going to play that this morning because she spoke about being at war. So I'm going to deal with war on several levels today, and I hope you'll chime in. Because we keep, if you chime in on YouTube and see CNN talking or MSNBC, ABC, people are talking about the Ukraine-Russia situation and USA. Why are we always involved in other people's business? Yeah, you know why. It's money, 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 money. If you don't know why we keep hearing about Ukraine and Russia and USA building up on the border, we got to send troops in. And all this, it's like the biblical wisdom that says there will be rumors, there will be war and rumors of war. And we are in this society on earth where we have these egomaniacs, I call them, who warmonger for money. This thing in my mind with Ukraine and Russia is all about contractors making more money because we have this military industrial complex that operates all over the world making money. That's all it's about is making more money. When they go over there to Afghanistan or Vietnam, all of it was just let's make money, let's make war machines. And right here in the Orlando area, we have a company that makes war machines. Yeah. Martin Marietta, I think they may have changed their name. They make war machines for the government. And so they're right here in Orlando. I used to work for a guy who was employed by Martin Marietta for many years. And when he retired, he told me, I was cleaning his house, and he told me for a whole year, he had to just lay on the floor and detox from that environment of making war machines. I was like, what? And he explained to me how every day at Martin Marietta, I forget their name. Somebody tell me their name if you're listening. L.A., if you're listening, what's Martin Marietta's new name? Every day, an ambulance would come to that location of Martin Marietta, the war machine company. Because people were having heart attacks, people were stressed. There was a tower at Martin Marietta's on their property. It's not far from Disney and all these tourist attractions. And there was a tower. There is a tower at Martin Marietta. And he was working up in that tower. And every day, he said, an ambulance would show up. That just goes to show you the amount of stress that was involved working at a company that makes war machines. And I'm going to get the name for you in a minute. But, oh my goodness, we're almost close to a break. So I want to play, right, this, of course, I have several guests today from YouTube world. And that information about Martin Marietta is just a reminder of how war kills not just soldiers, but it harms anyone involved in promoting it, processing it. You can bet there's a lot of people working in the war industry who are on antidepressants. And I looked up, because of Chelsea, the Miss America, Chesley, because of Chesley's message to us in the last week or so, I looked up antidepressants, which is one of the war elements, one of the weapons of war these days, is antidepressants. I looked up the several antidepressants. I'm trying to think. Chesley's last name. I want to give her due respect. Chesley, you know, Chesley. Lockheed Martin. Thank you. Thank you, friend. Lockheed Martin, not Martin Marietta. They changed their name to Lockheed Martin because whatever, maybe it sounded better. But Lockheed Martin is located right here in Orlando. For the last 20-some years, we've been hearing about them. Okay, so Chesley Chris committed suicide, and my first thought was that anybody who jumps off a building, they had to be on some drug. So pharmaceutical must have been influencing her. And so I looked up the top antidepressants: Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, Celexa, Luvox, Lexapro, Trintellix, and Vibrit. These are your top prescribed antidepressants, weapons of war. Let's just say that. Because when you become, in my experience, in my opinion, when you become depressed, you go out, most people go outside of themselves for answers instead of going inward to meditate and breathe and simplify your life and leave Lockheed Martin job if you're there. I mean, I couldn't do a whole year. It took this guy a whole year to detox from that type of environment that he was in. And so all of these antidepressants, I looked them up. And I just at some point stopped looking because every one of them had a side effect notice that every single one of these antidepressants, drugs from Big Pharma, prescribed to help people come out of their low energy vibration, every one of them had the same warning, the same side effect that this drug could produce thoughts of suicide. Hello. So when we have a pharmaceutical product with that type of side effect, you would think, people would think twice about putting that in their body, right? Because you're already at war inside when you're depressed. When you're depressed, your body, your cells, your microbiome is out of balance, totally out of balance in my experience, my education. When you're depressed, your microbiome is out of balance because when your microbiome, all those microbes, organisms are happy and lively and active and working to keep you in what's called homeostasis, which is balance. When you're out of balance with depression, pain, those symptoms of being out of balance means that your body's at war. It's in a battle to bring you back to balance, to homeostasis, to peace. Yeah, let's just use peace, shalom. So when you're feeling depressed, you need a cigarette, you need a drink, you need alcohol. Your microbiome is out of balance because that army is there to help you have peace, not there to kill you. And that's what we've been propagandized about for the last 2 years, that our viruses are our enemy and they want to kill us and we need a drug. And so the antidepressants, as I say, are one substance that Big Pharma has produced to cause more war in the body. Because when you see a side, and that was just one of the side effects of antidepressants, Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, Celexa, Luvox, Lexapro, Trintellix, and Vibrant. They had these fancy names. That was just one of maybe 10 possible side effects. So if all of us are different in our being, in our self, in our energy, in our thoughts, in our family, we all are so unique. And yet Big Pharma has one solution, a drug, to help you, they think, get out of your depression when really what it does is send you deeper in the depression. So you keep taking it, and for a while you feel like, oh, I feel great. And then the next thing you know, antidepressants like Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, Celexa, Luvox are putting thoughts in your head that I need to kill myself. I need out of here. And that's what they list right on the internet. If you look up any of these drugs, antidepressants, they're going to tell you right off that all antidepressants have been shown to possibly have a side effect of bringing suicidal thoughts into your head. Okay, so we're going to go to a break. I just want to put that out there because we're going to be talking about war today, and that's one of the wars that we're up against, the stop the war on our being. Who am I? It's not that I need Prozac. I'm not deficient in Prozac. I'm not deficient in any of these antidepressants. How do we stop that idea that we need a drug to bring us back into balance of love, compassion, wisdom, and strength? That's my point this morning, this half hour, as we go to a break. And
listen to some of the words of our Female Solution program. We're here to help you get in balance, not by taking a drug or not going outside of yourself, but thinking about discussing words. Words are powerful. So let's have a discussion today about how to end this war on our very being. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? And learning about why I'm not deficient in any of these drugs that can cause me to say, nah, I need out of here. So let's talk about building up the love and the compassion and wisdom that is part of our being. And we'll be right back after this.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Question, press 1 in the studio. We have a few guests in the studio joining us, blogtalkradio.com/thefemalesolution. And if you're at Facebook Live, just write your comment in. I'll try and catch it either on my phone. Sometimes they don't show up on my tablet, so that's why I'm looking at my phone to see if any comments there. We're talking about stopping the war on our being. Who are we? And I say being because each one of us is so different. That's why Canadians, I love my Canadian brothers and sisters out there in the freezing cold protesting their freedom. And it's about being who you were meant to be, what you were meant to do on this earth, whether it's nurses, doctors, policemen. If you watch any of the interviews of the people in Canada, you realize there are so many different jobs represented.
careers represented in that protest up there. I've heard, seen nurses talking, doctors, policemen, former premier of prime minister of Canada was talking about freedom. So the spreading, I saw a great picture of trucks lined up in Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio. So it's coming to a town near you on the way to D.C., Ottawa. If you don't know anything about Canada, and this is just important in terms of having peace about this thing will end soon because people are rising up and we can go back to protecting our being instead of being on at a war actively. People are rising up from the East Coast of Canada to Ottawa. That's like from Washington to Maine, sort of. And then all the way north, Canada is a big place. I looked on a map, I'm like, where is Ottawa? I didn't even know where Ottawa was, but it's all the way. So they've gone all the way from the East Coast of Canada all the way to Maine. Those trucks have been driving. They're still coming. People are flying in from all over the world. If you watch the interviews, where are you from? Oh, I'm from India. Well, India? People are coming in to support what's going on. And I'm going to play a little update on that in a little while. Because what we heard on Sunday night from, her name was Tricia Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-A-Y. She is a civil rights attorney from Mount Vernon, New York, if you listened on Sunday. If not, I'm going to play her speech again this morning because that's why we have to know, can we stop the war on our being? But then there's still a war going on. But we want to be not having war against ourselves and against our body, against our mind, but we want to be more conscious about what is really going on around us and then be active in that particular war, but not the war against our being. So we heard from Tricia Lindsay on Sunday, a civil rights attorney, Mount Vernon, New York, 24-year educator, about what we need to be doing to stop the war on our being. And so I want us to listen to this speech one more again, and I might play it later for those who come in late, but this is such an important message and of being educated on the amendments and the laws in our country that say this is illegal. This war against our being is illegal. So that's one of the first things we need to do is be aware of the legal ramifications, the legal position that we have when there's a war on our being. And these people in our government, in our medical system, sick care system, have been operating on an illegal premise. And so that's why I'm going to play this a civil rights attorney's message about the war we're in and how it's illegal what they've been doing. So one of the first things to stop the war on our being is to realize, wait a minute, these people are doing something illegal, and what's my role to stop this? So listen to Tricia Lindsay from Mount Vernon, New York now.
All right, Canada. We're here with Keith. This is our legal representation.
That's not her. I'm going to play that later. Being. Okay, where is she? Okay, Tricia Lindsay. Here we go.
How you doing out there? Uncomfortable yet? Good. I want everyone to understand, and as much as that was a little out of protocol, what this young man just said a little while ago, I appreciate his enthusiasm and his passion, because we need to leave this place empowered. You understand? It's not good enough to just come here and listen to speeches and go back home and get comfortable again. We are at war. We are at war for our family, our children, our lives. The 14th Amendment gives us due process. It guarantees us equal protection under the law. So why in the world are the unvaccinated being treated differently than the vaccinated? It is the new segregation. It is the new discrimination. And we have to stop it. Government for the people, by the people, will not be destroyed. We have to recognize our power. We are magistrates. What is happening here today, what is happening around our state and in our city, is people are invoking the doctrine of the lesser magistrate. And most of you probably don't even understand what that is and don't even understand what I'm talking about. Well, the doctrine of the lesser magistrate is the doctrine upon which this country was founded. It is the basis of the 10th Amendment, which says that any authority that is not given to the federal government is reserved to the state. And if our local leaders fail to protect its citizens and fails to step between a tyrannical federal government and its citizens, fails to protect the rights of its citizens, then those rights and authority is extended and given to the people. We, the people, is how the Constitution starts. A magistrate is a person that operates under authority. They have power. They are higher magistrates and they are lesser magistrates. The founding fathers of this country understood that there's going to come a point in time where the federal government will need to be checked. If not, they will become tyrants. And that is what's happening now. So, the Declaration of Independence says that everyone, by virtue of being a human being, has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The federal government, too, the federal government, their purpose is to protect the rights of those citizens, the rights of us to our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The third point of that document is if they fail to protect its citizens and enforce those rights, the citizens have a right to revolt. Do you understand? We have a right to resist.
Yes.
And we have an obligation and a duty to do so.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you understand when it says a duty to step between a tyrannical government and its laws?
Right.
They are coming for our children.
Right.
We cannot sit down.
Yes.
Every great leader knows, every one of them, even the bad ones know, that if you want to affect the country, you go for its children.
Yes.
When in the world do we start using children as bulletproof vests for us? When in the world do we start testing things on children?
Wow.
It comes through us first.
Yeah.
And when you come for our children, you have started a war.
Yeah.
And they have declared war, and we are answering to that war.
Yeah.
We are magistrates, and I need you, each one, reach one, and teach one.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
As a magistrate in this country, the United States government, our government, our local leaders have to answer to us. The Ninth Amendment says that any rights that are not enumerated in the Constitution are reserved for the people. So I don't want to hear that mandates are not enumerated in the Constitution, because for the fact that it's not enumerated means that that authority and those rights goes to us. And so every one of these mandates are illegal. Every single one of them. Under that 14th Amendment, due process and right to equal protection is the right to protect my body. When you want to push something into my body against my consent, without my consent, it is rape. And this is medical rape. When you want to take my children into a room and give them a Snicker bar and some damn fries and talk about come get this vaccine, it is tantamount to kidnapping. That's what it is. You don't have control of my children. You don't have control of me. They shut our doors and try to give us God Fauci. To hell with Fauci. The churches are surrendering their pulpits to the demonic hackle. I'm not coming to your church. You're not getting my tithe. Are you crazy? Take your children out to school. I'm a former educator of 24 years. They stopped teaching them years ago. You just didn't know. You just didn't know. Education went to hell years ago. They taught them compliance. They stopped teaching them to think. Analytical thought went out the window with state exams. Those state grade exams are just being used to track your children, to determine who's going to college, to train them, to support this God-forsaken system, all the rest that's going elsewhere. They have pushed us into prison. I don't care how you look at it. If you're in corporate America, you're imprisoned by your lifestyle. If you're in the government, you're imprisoned by your job with good benefits. You understand? If you are on subsidy, you're imprisoned by their benefits. We have to get out their system, pull yourself out, pull your dollars out, and level it. All they care about is money. And you can see it with the flip-flopping of the guidelines and of the requirements. And who's at work and who's not at work. And what court says this and another court says that. We have to hold them all accountable. They want to rewrite the Constitution? I'm ready with my pen. Because there's some changes that need to be made in this country. So they better be careful who they pull to the table. They better be careful what table is spread. Because I got some ideas, and I'm sure everybody here does too. No time to be comfortable. We have to fight. Every authority in this country, in this world, our laws were written and authority is delegated by God Almighty. When the laws of this country violate and go against and contradict the laws of God, then that government has become tyrannical. They have to be overthrown. We have to revolt. We have to resist and do anything we can to protect our freedom. And we must be involved. We must be informed. And we must be motivated to act. And we must act. Teach your children. Get them involved. So they can stand, so that when someone approaches them, they can stand and know what they're talking about. You understand me? If educate yourself so that you know how to resist. They are trying to make these mandates into laws because by the 13th Amendment, if it becomes a law and we break it, we become involuntary servants. We become slaves. They are turning our country into one massive, huge slave ship. And I don't know about you, but I'm not signing up for that cruise line. Don't fight your neighbors. Don't fight your family members that are vaccinated and want to fight you. Walk away in peace. Try to educate them, and if they resist, leave them.
Right.
Unfortunately, in every war, there will be casualties.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, they will be people that we love.
Yep.
So be it.
So
it is what it is.
It is.
It is what it is. You love them from a distance. You pray for them, and you hope that they come over and wake up.
Right.
But if they don't, we don't have time.
Right.
We don't have time.
So.
We are at battle. We are in a war, and we have to keep going. We have to be uncomfortable and be comfortable with being uncomfortable. We have to stand. And we are given a charge to fight for your family, fight for your home, fight for your brothers, fight for your sisters. Because my God said, pursue the invading army. Because if you pursue them, you will recover. If we back up, we won't. These are uncircumcised Philistines. They cannot stand against the army of the living God. We are the armies of the living God. Know who you are and whose you are. Go back to your neighborhood and fight. We are magistrates. Let me hear you. We are magistrates. We are magistrates. Stand between an unjust government and its laws. God bless you and God bless.
So that speech has gone totally viral, I wanted to play it again. We played it on Sunday twice, and if you're just joining us, I wanted you to hear the voice of a powerful sister who's a civil rights attorney, a 24-year educator, and her voice is really loud and at these protests. Now, we've got protests going all over the world. If you're not watching the right news source, you're thinking everything is okie-dokie and more people are going about doing Omicron jab number 4, 5, 6, whatever. But there's a war going on right in our country, and in our northern border, Canada is at war, people of Canada, and the freezing temperature. And just to do a comparison of the war, again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about, can we stop the war on our being? As the sister said, the being part is knowing the laws of our Creator. What are the laws of our Creator? Well, they're in this temple body that we live in. The laws of digestion, the laws of reproduction, the laws of manifestation, the laws of thinking, the laws of breathing. How about the law of breathing? So if anything is going against the laws of the Creator, then it's not legal. It's not. We have to fight. And one of the areas of reproduction that many of you may not be aware of, but people who have taken these jabs are having miscarriages. They're having excessively bloody menstrual periods. Their reproductive system has been harmed for many who've taken the jab. As I said, lots of miscarriages taking place. So the war on our being has been about the Creator's system is being attacked. The system that produces beautiful ballet dancers and beautiful athletes are dropping dead all over the place and getting sick and retiring from their job. So that's why there's a war on our being. How do we stop it? Well, we can't renew our mind. That's what we're doing today, is renewing our mind first. What's going on? In Canada, for instance, as she said, we got to know the law. Mandates are illegal. That's what the civil rights attorney just told us. These mandates are illegal. And in Canada recently, if you're not in touch with the news in Canada, the Trudeau, the prime minister, invoked this Emergencies Act. Oh, everybody's like, what the heck's going on? Now, he didn't sit down with anybody to negotiate. He just gone to the extreme end of this whole process and said, we're going to have an Emergencies Act. Well, they brought in an attorney in Canada who's working for the Freedom Convoy. And you got to hear what this man said, because when the prime minister comes, and we're going to take a call in a minute, because this is only about 2 minutes, what I'm going to share with you. And we got a caller, 773, you're next. When the prime minister invokes some Emergencies Act, if you don't know what that is, and if you don't understand what's involved in that, you might be afraid. It might be more fear. In fact, I think what Trudeau is using is just more fear. He keeps coming back, not just that everybody needs vaccinated. He thinks 100% of the Canadians need to have a jab, and so he's pushing that. But this attorney for the Freedom Convoy truckers came out and said, let's hold on a minute. Somebody who knows the law, like our sister who just spoke, came out and brought some peace and reason to listen to what this convoy lawyer.
Hi, Canada. We're here with Keith. This is our legal representation out here. He's got a little bit of info for you for the letters that have been being left on everybody's doorsteps by Ottawa City Police today. This is important information everybody needs to get to South. Keith?
Hi there. I'm legal counsel to the not-for-profit Freedom Convoy. The federal government released a new proclamation last night under the Emergencies Act, and the legal wording of it is clear. It doesn't say what the police are telling you it says. It clearly, the legal proclamation that was issued by the federal government continues to allow for peaceful protests. It allows for peaceful assembly. It allows for Canadians who are concerned about their charter rights and who want to bring their children to participate in the restoration of their future rights to come to Ottawa. The order says that you can only not come to Ottawa if you're going to disrupt international trade, disrupt critical infrastructure, or engage in acts of violence. No one involved in this freedom movement, none of the truckers, support any of those things. So if you're thinking about doing those things, don't come and give your head a shake. Yep. We're about peaceful protest. This emergency order from the federal government does not restrict Canadians' rights of peaceful assembly. However, what we can see on the ground here is the police look to be gearing up. It looks like the federal government is going to tell the police to go and use violence against lawful protesters. And one way to stop that from happening is Canadians who are concerned about their rights and government overreach to come to Ottawa as soon as you can get here and stand with the truckers. We believe the police are reluctant to follow this. If they follow what the federal government's telling the police to do, it will be an illegal order. It will be unlawful. So if you come and stand with the protesters, it will make it harder for the police to act on what they're being told to do. And it's really important that freedom-loving Canadians get to Ottawa as soon as possible to stand with the truckers and exercise their legal charter rights of peaceful assembly.
We'll be here, guys. Remember, peace is the only way out of this. The only way to win with a tyrannical government like we have.
So, what did he just say? What the premier, what the prime minister actually said and did is not legal, the way it's being presented, and the law is still at work to give you some freedom to protest and do certainly the same. This is the same thing we're going through in the United States, the way I see it. The government issued all these damn mandates. You can't do this. You can't do this. You got to lose your job, blah, blah, blah. And guess what? The civil rights attorney just pointed out that's all illegal. It's all illegal. It goes against the law, goes against the 14th Amendment, it goes against the 9th Amendment, goes against. So, but what did the government do? Bamboozle the whole country with propaganda, with Dr. Fauci, who she says, F. Fauci, let's go Brandon. That's the still the cry in my mind. Let's go Brandon. Give them the finger, and we need to stand up for our legal rights now. No more of these goddamn mandates. Sorry, did I say that? It just rolled out of my mouth. No more of these illegal mandates. That's the whole point. We're going to go to a caller now, 773-487. Your hand is up. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Akubi James, KUFI on YouTube, calling from the Midwest.
All right, the Midwest, Chicago. Go ahead, Akubi.
Yeah, they dropped a little snow on us yesterday, but it's okay. You know, me being an indigenous American, my rights and all black people, you don't have to come into your true self if you don't want to, okay? I'm telling you what me and my organization, I'm the president of Five Survivor Tribes, me and my organization, if you don't have any information or understanding what I'm saying that we are indigenous Americans, then you don't have to follow what we're doing. You do what you do, you know, is best. Okay? We have an 1866 treaty where you can't even touch us. We don't participate in any of this madness. I think that truckers, I'm looking from the outside. I'm at peace. I never complied one day on this because they induced, they didn't hype everybody up. Okay, gas lighted you up, made you believe in Santa Claus, gave you some juicy juice, 4 or 5 cups of it, and a booster. I'm waiting for the next one, and then they kept coming back with the medication that you're going to be on for the rest of your life. So I see what they just did to people. Now, I'm not going to be seduced into any war. I think those truckers, you know, they're foreigners to me, all those people. Even the sister, she's talking about slave ships. When black people start talking about slave ships, they have a foreign mentality. They don't have a rooted indigenous mentality. You understand what I'm saying? All that yelling and screaming, they're seducing. And then they're going to ask people, come to Canada so they won't shoot us? If they see more people coming to the gun, maybe they might not shoot you. You crazy? That's crazy.
Well,
please come to Canada. They may not shoot us then.
Well, I think they're not begging people to come to Canada. They're saying, if you come to Canada, Kofi, there are people right now in Canada from all over. They've been flying in from all over the world. I don't know if you're watching that. I watch it because it's something.
I know what it is. I know what it is. It's a whole.
Why are they going there, Kofi? Because they have a desire to see freedom come to that country.
You have freedom. There's no laws that were created. These are all mandates. It's all a game. And if you comply with it, you play the game. If you don't comply, you don't have to be in it. I am not going to be seduced in this war of vaccinated and unvaccinated. See, they're pimps. They're pimps. They're keeping this war going on. I see what they're doing. I'm old enough to know the game. This is a hoax of perpetuating this situation that they're doing. The more or less we talk about it, the more it's going to go, sooner it's going to go away. The more we go out here and resist and protest and then, fight back, and then the government makes their move, and then we make our move, and they're keeping up, they're perpetuating it. And you can tell by the way they talk. See, if a person talks with anxiousness and all this power, no. Most protests are staged. This is a staged act to create a division between so-called unvaccinated and vaccinated. You know, this is a mind war that's going on. The war is in your mind.
Okay, we got to go through.
If you choose to follow this stuff, that's on you. I'm not following it. I see the game is on.
Okay, we got to go to a break. I'm going to come back to our next caller after the break. And I want you to think about something else. Let's go and make a little turn here because everybody's got an opinion about this, of course. But what we're trying to do is come up with solutions to stop the war on our being. Everybody, Kufi James is being a educator and a voice of wisdom in Chicago area. All of us all over the country, all over the world are being the contract we made with our creator before we went into our mother's womb. So we're all being some form of energy from the creator is the way I see it. So I want to make a little turn now that we've set the groundwork for stopping the war, and this sister who I respect, whether you like her voice or not, I respect Tricia Lindsay, a civil rights attorney, speaking the truth about laws that have been broken in our country. And yet thousands of people have fallen for the law, the illegal mandate. So that's what we're talking about. We don't want to judge people. We don't call anybody names. But I do want to bring in a discussion about Mary J. Blige. This is on my list of things to talk about because I think this goes along with the war on our being. Mary J. Blige is a very popular singer, rapper, successful. She represents to me worldly success. She has amazing talent. People love her, black and white. I was looking at some of the comments on the Super Bowl performance and how many people and I say it's the millennial generation loves that Super Bowl performance because, and I thought it was pretty creative too, how they put that together. You have to know that was some genius involved in putting that together. Whether you like that music or not, there was some people making crazy comments about that type of performance. But you got to admit, that was a very creative performance, whether you liked it or not. So the thing I want to bring into the discussion is Mary J. Blige. She put out a video called I'm Gorgeous. And in that video was all about material worldly success, from the hair to the swimming pool to the big house. And she's talking about I'm gorgeous. So I want to bring that discussion in because to me, the amount of money, and this is why it goes in with our topic, can we stop the war on what our being is? The amount of money we put into or invest into shows a lot about our values, right? And there is lots of money being put into hair extensions. And I don't think there's any woman who's in the public eye that's not paying money for hair. And blows my mind with my little curly top here. I'm like done with all that. But I'm a senior citizen and all. But I want to just bring that up as a discussion to say, how can we stop that war on our being natural, on our being not consumed with being consumers, and not being consumed with being successful in the materialistic way that Mary J. Blige represents. The woman can afford some hair. Don't get me wrong. She's the type of woman or a person who can afford as much hair, blonde, blue hair, whatever she wants. But for those of you out there saving your dollars to buy more hair, let's talk about this. that's a war to me on our being when you don't have that type of money to invest in hair or any other material thing, and especially if you have to go in debt. The war on our being right now is consume, 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 get into debt, 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 and then you have a stranglehold on you because you got all this debt and you're not being really who the creator, as the woman pointed out, when it's a God-forsaken system, when it goes against the laws of Yahuwah, then we need to talk because eventually you're going to be suffering. So let's come back to that. Whatever your opinion is on hair, I'd love to hear it. And because most women in the public eye are everybody wearing hair, and they're going to be in an antidepressant mode, and I already told you what antidepressants do. So we'll be right back after this message.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage or give us a call at 646-359-6605. And we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
And we are back. Thank you for joining us. We are really trying to dig in and answer the question, can we stop the war on our being? The being part, human being, soul level. Can we stop the war on the soul level of why we're here, why we came here? What's our purpose? What does the Creator have in mind to put each one of us on this planet Earth? And there seems to be a war on that purpose that we're here for. And we're all, many of us, many people are confused about where to go next, what to do. It's a war on our being. Why am I here? I don't know. I'm here to wear some blonde hair. Okay, so Mary J. Blige, this video about I Am Gorgeous was watched by a million people. I was like, whoa, okay, let me pay attention here. When the Creator gets my attention on numbers, because I'm all about numbers. Numbers speak to me. Today is an eight, by the way. 2/18/2022 is an eight. So it's new beginnings, all kinds of reasons for eight. So when I watched Mary J. Blige, thank you. I think it was one of our hosts sent that.
I said, I thought most women in the public eye are spending a lot of money on hair. I can even pick them out. Everybody got extensions. Their real hair stops at the shoulder, and they got hair flowing down their chest and all that. Okay, so what's that about? Well, beauty. Mary J. Blige makes this awesome video about being in her mansion with her swimming pool and her blonde hair, and she says, I'm gorgeous. And I thought, wow. That's a powerful statement for people to be, million people or more, to be watching and influenced by. The key is influenced by. So this war on our being that the civil rights attorney is talking about, we're so busy, many women and people are so busy spending money on their hair that forget about a war. I got to be beautiful. I got to be gorgeous like Mary J. Blige. And I see that all over the place. Dark-skinned women with blonde hair now. Oh, my goodness. And it just says to me, that's where you're spending your money. And then the nails and all that. So I'm saying that if we're going to stop the war on our being, we've got to start investing in, I believe, other things than hair and nails. And that's the problem we have, I think, especially the Black community, that women are thinking maybe they're going to get a man if they invest in their hair and their nails and their high heels. And I don't know, tell me something new if you got something new to share with me. But that to me is going to lead, as a woman of wisdom, been there, done that. I've had the house and the swimming pool. It's, I guess my viewpoint being a minimalist now is like, can I share some wisdom about all that? Because that doesn't last for one, but yeah, have your fun, not my business. But yet you got a million people watching you. And then I walk out, and Black women have got blonde hair all over the place and can't even – and taking the bus. All right, so let's talk about that for a minute. How do we stop the war on our being and on the outside, especially spending all this money on trying to be Mary Blige? All right, let's go to the phone. 706-202, your mic is open.
Grand Rising, Sister Viata.
Grand Rising, Brother Kwame Sunhorse. Yes, speak up.
Yes, and, you know, Mary J. Blige, you're talking about hair. There was a documentary done, I think, forgot what the actor was that did it, but they investigated how they harvest hair. And do you know that hair is taken from altars that is sacrificed for people over in India and other these third world countries?
Oh yeah, Chris Rock. That was Chris Rock, I think.
Right.
Good hair. Oh, yeah.
Right. And what they did was is they looked at, here they are harvesting hair that's being sacrificed in prayer and asking for something of abundance. And here we are here, a million hits on something that this person is wearing hair from another person that's been dyed and sold, that they sacrificing in order to bring something of health to them. And we're having people to harvest it, package it up, and bring it here to this country and sell the grade of hair of someone else's head. Hair is
I don't know about you, Kwame, but there have been robberies at these beauty supply houses. And
I'm
what
not,
do
I'm
they
understanding,
get?
But what we're looking at
hair.
Is...
They take the hair.
Right, because the thing is that that's a commodity that sells at this now moment.
Yes,
once upon
yes,
a time,
yes.
Back in the 60s and 70s, you could look in ebony and jet and see all the different wigs. You go
right.
to your grandmother's house and you see four or five heads with four or five different wigs on. Those were artificial. But why have we been taken away from our natural antennas? Because the receptivity of a Black woman's hair being in her natural state is more powerful than the someone else's hair that was sacrificed and put on your head. That is not your these are not your receptors. But the other part that we're looking at in being and becoming, these energies that they're now, Sunday, that's why I was telling you about the alignment of Sunday, all of this is taking place because there's a reset. on Sunday is Pluto goes into 1776 when this country signs its constitution. I'm sitting here looking at Canadian constitution. It was 1867 when the British colonies in North America decided that they were going to form a confederation. But the part of it is that land of the Aboriginal people, all of the people that we mostly see protesting and doing this from there, those are the people that killed and colonized and murdered kids in missionary schools, and now talking about commerce, because you look at something. Commerce is the way of law, because you got commercial law that runs this whole thing of white supremacy. Is being able to provide the society with the substance for their addiction. And that's consumerism, because everybody is in debt slavery. We want to consume, and that's what you're talking about, Mary J. Blige, and that you, okay, what was the song say? Beauty's only skin deep, but ugly is to the bone. It's only skin deep. What does the inside of her look like? What do we see besides the act and the performance that she puts on? Who is that human being that walks with that body? What does her heart and spirit say? Not what she has, what is in her? What did she come here to become?
Well, thank you, Kwame. You make a good point, because that's the question I'm asking, is millions of people are viewing this beautiful soul being a performer, being an entertainer, and she's singing I'm Gorgeous, but I keep wondering, if you take that wig off, are you still believing what you're saying? Let me go to the next caller, and I'll leave your mic open. 779-801, your mic is open. Welcome.
Grand Rising, this is Maika. How are you all today?
Good. How are you, my dear? Good to hear your voice. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to speak on a number of issues that you brought up, and war, for one thing. War is an internal event. It's not an external event. Now, a lot of people think that there's really power in numbers. There's no power. There can be power in numbers if they are righteous. But power is in alignment with Source God. That's where power comes from. And just being around a lot of people saying a lot of the same thing does not mean that you're in harmony or you're in alignment with each other. Because when it's all over, you go back and you live that fake, superficial life that got you caught up in believing that somebody can create a mandate for you that you're supposed to follow.
Right.
It's like that's an internal disconnect. You don't know universal law. You have to understand universal law. And once you're in alignment with Source, you get that understanding. So when a man says something or a woman says something that say you have to do dot, 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 you know in your heart, you can feel it in your heart. That's not about me. That's not to me. They're not talking to me. That's like, you know, it's like they're not talking at all. So you don't react to it. And I remember one time being in a church, and the pastor who was speaking started generating, you know, this emotional fervor in the people. And I just got up and walked out, because I don't like people playing with my emotions, you know. And that's what happens to people. And you hear people talking, and they're driving people to be emotionally fervent, but they're not going to do anything. There's nothing that's going to come out of that. But I guess it's a way that people need to release some pent-up energy that they haven't been able to channel through positive methods. I mean, at this point, people should be meditating. They should be working on healing their bodies and focusing energy to remove the karma of war in their souls and in the world. That's what we need to be doing. We need to be learning therapies that we can help people to heal and move forward in life with consciousness. And that's what I do. I'm not interested in getting in a mob, in a group, or joining a clique. I've never done that, as a matter of fact. In the Native American tradition, there's a an entity called the Hayoka. Well, that's the person that goes against the grain. I've basically been that way all my life. I've been a Hayoka. You know, I don't go where other people go. I don't think like other people think, because I align myself with spirit so that I can improve myself at any time that I can. And so, you know, like the Mary J. Blige thing, I saw the Super Bowl thing. I kept hearing people say, oh, that was such a great halftime show and da-da-da-da-da. So I finally went and looked at it on YouTube.
Right.
It did nothing for me. There was nothing there. It was just some lights blinking and some people moving their mouths. But what were they saying? Was what they're saying, was it uplifting to the soul? Or what? What's going on, you know? So I saw nothing in it. That's me. That's the way I am, because I'm looking for an essence. I'm not looking for, you know, slick talk and, you know, and everybody can talk. Even babies can talk these days. But what are you saying? That's important.
Yeah. And
so
I
basically,
agree.
With the beauty thing, beauty is from the inside out. Are you a beautiful soul, not what you got? You know, like, yeah, she can flash. I didn't see that video, that particular, unless that was part of the Super Bowl and I missed it. I don't know.
No. That's totally separate from Super Bowl.
That was something separate. I didn't see that. But, you know, those people who have things, they have problems just like everybody else. You can see that in Kanye West and the Kim Kardashian thing. They got problems. They have problems just like everybody else. And sometimes those problems are bigger because they're in the public eye, and then they have to make up for the shame and the guilt and what have you that they're feeling, because everybody's seeing their life at a magnified level. So, you know, that's nothing to really. It's terrible that children are constantly fed this type of stuff. Is something to it, but it's really not. It's just fakery and superficiality. When you get down to it, these people are just fearful. And fear is what's being promoted out here, because when you can create fear in people, then you can manipulate them. And that's what I see happening. People are being manipulated because they're in a fear state. And things like masks, there are times when masks should be used. I mean, nobody has to tell me when to put on my mask. But those who have to be told, I guess that's their issue. They're rebelling because somebody's telling them something. I'm not a rebel. My father got rebel out of me. He taught me to respect authority.
Yeah, and thank you, Maika, because we as baby boomers and old seniors, we are always, I think we're always going to be looking at the behavior activity of the millennials, for example. It, with an eye of experience and hopefully preventing suffering and harm. But here's the thing. I've got two sons who are millennials, and I listen to everything they say really carefully, because I don't influence them as much anymore as the Mary J. Blige's and all the other elements out there that influence millennials these days. And I'm grateful that now I can step back, not try and control everything like I was trying to do for years, and just observe the work of the Creator. That Super Bowl, as many have told me, that was for the millennials. It was not for baby boomers for the most part. But I did see such creativity in that presentation. I thought, who thought of this? How did they come together? How did they put this? I thought it was one of the most creative projects I've ever seen. Not like it's my, I wouldn't go out and buy her music, but that's the whole point. I don't know how many of you realize they don't get paid by the Super Bowl to do that. They come up with their own money because of the number of people viewing that Super Bowl. They are expected to make money, but they don't get paid for that. I'm shocked to hear that. But let me go to another caller before we go to the break, because I have some very valuable information after the break to share with you about stopping this war with an endocannabinoid system that we are so ignorant about. But let's go to 773-957. Your mic's open. Welcome.
Thank you. This is Rashida. You know, I was thinking, since you were talking about hair and stuff, that as part of the African-American culture, to capitalize with cosmetics, but now the Chinese and all of them are doing it. But we made wigs, we've done all type of stuff with cosmetics, and I think it's a nice thing to capitalize and build the industry. And I also think that a person has a right to how they want to do their hair. It's more important things, you know, to dwell on. But Black people always, as far as I can remember, been into cosmetics. But me, when I was younger, I wouldn't, even at my older age, until I started wearing the braids, would I even put anything other than water and conditioner on my hair. And I don't understand why we don't focus on people like Mary J. Blige and the rest of the other successful entertainers to sort of build programs that would help stimulate and motivate our youth. Our youth are really wearing extension hair and all of that, but it's their choice, what they want to do with their physical makeup. But when it comes to the mental and the other disciplines that are destroying our community, I think we should focus on that. A person like Mary J. Blige, she's earned her way. She can wear her hair like she want to wear her hair. And then being part of the African-American culture, we're been into cosmetics. But we are now more consumers, you know, of everything. More consumers of everything. We're not producing our own like we should. So the focus, it should be on, yeah, look at Mary J. Blige. She's, in my opinion, she's developing herself and prettying herself up with her own means and resources. We should ask her to help us develop something that can help enhance our community and our doing. But we always have a problem, especially women. Some of us have problems with actually unifying with our own kind. And that's not good, because young people are still going to be Black and still be in cosmetics and still be consuming what they want to consume. But when it comes to developing their minds and their communities and expanding their knowledge to broaden the economy and other things that we need to be drumming up support for that. And we do have the right to wear and do what we want to do with ourselves, as long as it's not hurting anyone else. But now all this pain and all this dissension, it really has me more depressed than looking at movies with a lady who's looking simple and earning her way. So that's what I think.
Would you say it has you depressed something?
Yes, it has me depressed. All of us always pointing fingers and pulling each other down and injuring each other and still, you know, pulling each other up and saying, yeah, well, we need to, instead of going to Canada, we need to build our economy among ourselves, and this is a product that's being needed, or develop a product that consumers going to consume because they're going to consume what they're going to consume anyway. But expanding on mind and consciousness of our environment and our needs and what's good for our health and what we're interested in, what do we have a right to do and what are our needs, you know?
Yeah.
So
okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I want to help you come out of your depression a little bit. When you said that, that just made me jump and think, okay, how do we help this sister not be depressed about things that people do around us? And one of the things I do is go in the balcony. Balcony time for me is about meditation, breathing deeply, listening to beautiful music, and realizing this is all a theater performance. We're on this planet Earth to watch the show or be in the show. The director of the program is the creator, Yah, God creator, whatever you call it. That's the director. Everybody has a part to play. So we don't want to get depressed because everybody's been given a script by the Most High. Let's look at it that way.
We all have a script from the Most High. It's a subconscious script for the most part. We don't really realize what our script is sometimes till we're much older. Certainly a lot of these young people don't know what their script is that they were given from the Most High, creator of their body. So try not to be depressed about other people's scripts that we don't know what they are. We're just watching the show. My advice is go up in the balcony, get some beautiful music on, and close your eyes, breathe, and just realize, what is my script? How can we stop the war on my script, my being coming out to live my script to the fullest, whether it's a Mary J. Blige or Michael Jackson? These people who have entertained us have a valuable role to play in this society. And I don't want to be judging them as much as I want us to be aware that if they're influencing you and you're depressed about what other people are doing, then you individually can stop that depression or anxiety or whatever you're feeling about these people by meditating, going within, drinking more water, breathing, listening to music that helps you raise your vibration and raise your frequency. So we got to go to a break. And when we come back, I really do want to, we got a caller. I'll come back to this caller, 773-360. I'll come back to you. But I want to remind us of this very important system, the endocannabinoid system that is inside of us that we can nurture and build up to stop the war on our being. We'll be right back.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Thank you.
other things, but thank you if you're here listening and commenting and sharing your thoughts. We each have a script that the Creator gave us. And Mary J. Blige, for instance, is an entertainer. Bless her heart. Bless her soul. And she's doing a great job of entertaining. And I was thinking about Marvin Gaye and Michael Jackson. For my generation, Marvin Gaye and Michael Jackson were the best some of the best entertainers that we had to enlighten, to inspire us and motivate us and just give us joy. I mean, Marvin Gaye brought some joy and excitement, and Michael Jackson did more, even more. So those two people, when I think about how their lives ended, though, Marvin Gaye gets killed by his father, and Michael Jackson overdose on drug with the help of a doctor. We can look at those lives and learn so much from them. But that's why I brought up Mary J. Blige. What can we learn from her? We don't need to criticize her or anything like that, but I'm that's not my music at all. Don't listen to her. But my grandchildren, 5 and 7-year-olds, they don't like Michael Jackson. They don't like Marvin Gaye, but I love them. So we each can use the music to, whether it's Mary J. Blige or anybody else, if you're using that music to raise your vibration and keep you out of depression again, because the drug companies are ready to give you some drugs that will take you out with suicide. So stopping the war on our being is being wise about what do we need to keep our joy and our peace and keep our vibration high. That's my focus, is let's keep that vibration high with whatever, whether it's Mary J. Blige. Just don't think you're going to be looking in the mirror at blonde hair and be gorgeous forever. You can look in the mirror and think you're gorgeous with all that European beauty, but it won't last. And at some point, the Creator is going to shake you up to say, what about your natural look? So let me go to the phone. 773-366, your mic is open. Welcome.
Grand Rising, this is Naima. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Great, thank you.
I'm fantastic. Well, you've talked about before, and for those who are aware, we've talked about the new earth and the fact that there will be a split. And earth itself is transitioning to a different dimension of reality,
true.
Negativity can exist. And for those who may have even seen what that looks like, it looks like a cell dividing.
Yeah.
So you have one earth, and many of the scriptures have talked about this. There will be a new heaven, a new earth. So you have one earth where there is joy and peace and freedom and love, and then you have the other earth where there is war and violence and hatred. Now, what's happening is these two earths are juxtaposed on each other. So they're existing in the same space and yet in different dimensions. And so when one transitions to the new earth, even though they're living in the same physical location as everyone else, they're experiencing a different reality. So when you hear, like, some of your callers, Maika, Kwame, Kufi, and they're talking about being at peace and not experiencing any of these things, they are living in that new reality. And so
Yes. They're
not experiencing all of the distress that everybody else is experiencing.
Right.
And to get to that new earth, it's an internal journey. And a lot of people still don't get it, and that's why they get stressed when they see things on the news and they hear these constant death reports. And the thing is, as long as you keep tuning into those things, it will keep your vibration low so that you cannot ascend to the new earth. You cannot experience the peace that's already existing. And if we keep, with our own free will, choosing to listen to daily death reports and listen to the daily scare reports and, oh, if you breathe, you're going to die and all of that. If we keep ingesting that, then we stay on that lower frequency of the old earth where there is war and pain and hatred. But if, as you have said, we take the time to meditate, breathe in the energy of the Creator, get our minds at peace, create that internal world of peace, then we will be able to tune in to the new earth that already exists. And we'll find that the people in our midst are people who are loving and kind and generous and sharing. We'll find that they are here because they are here. If we can tune into our own inner peace, because, and I believe Maika was alluding to that when she was explaining how war is an inner state. So if you are at war with yourself within, then you're going to be attuned to the state of war on the outside, and you're going to be experiencing that, and you're going to feel the distress of that. But if you're at peace within, then you're going to be experiencing that, and you're going to be drawing to you those experiences that reflect that and the people who reflect that. So rather than experiencing anger, hatred, fear, you're going to be at peace, and you're going to be living at peace, and you're going to be living in this new earth that's already here. It's a state of being that puts you in the state of being. So if people who are distressed keep choosing to focus on the worst thing happening, they're going to feel the distress, and they're going to be living in that old earth. You have to choose to let that go. And it's not like an ostrich putting your head in the sand where you pretend like stuff isn't happening. Because you can do things like you described. Once you've attained that state internally of peace, you can look at things, and you can look at the entertainment, and you can observe it, but it's not affecting you emotionally in a negative way. You can just look and go, oh, that's interesting, but it doesn't disturb your peace. And you don't go, oh, how come they're doing this? Why don't they stop? None of that is happening to you. You're looking at it and you go, oh, okay, well, that's interesting that they've chosen to do that. But it doesn't affect your state of being at all. And that state is something all of us have access to if we choose. And you've been teaching, and, you know, all of us who are on are teaching every day to get yourself to that different state of being. You don't have to worry about trying to change the world. Change yourself, and you'll discover the world that you already wanted, because it's already here.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Naima, bringing that thought about dimensions, because we have a dimension going on inside of us. That song that I used to do joint rolling, I was listening this morning to Old Wounds and Scars Are Keeping Us Apart. And I thought, huh, I've never really paid attention to those words as much as I did today, but I realized so many people have old wounds and scars that they're dealing with in their, that are coming up from their subconscious. So they're being triggered with all this war activity. It's triggering old wounds and scars that need healing. So let those old wounds and scars come up. Talk about them. Cry about them. Take some hemp products. That's what I want to share after this caller. How we have this endocannabinoid system within us that can help us get homeostasis and help us heal the old wounds and scars. But even with what's going to happen in the next few weeks, we got truckers in America now on the road. I saw a picture in Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio. Talk about the convoy is continuing. This thing isn't over yet. Canada, yes, we could. There's so much to learn, as Kwame said, about what's going on in Canada. It's almost like karma activity is at work in karma. All the land stealing in Canada and America, for that matter, all the Native American suffering, it's like in their faces now with this Trudeau. Trudeau is in their face with his tyrant behavior and dictatorship. All of that seems to be like a karma recycling with all the suffering that's going on in Canada. But guess what? 90,000 truckers have signed up in America to do the same thing. They're on their way to D.C. So look out for them. Wave them on. And, let's go. Let's go, Brandon. Let's get this show on the road, because as the Tricia Lindsay, the attorney, said, we can't sit down right now. This is not a time to sit down and watch TV or Netflix and think, oh, everything's going to be okay, if you have a heart or mind to be active in this process of bringing peace and joy back to our society. We need, as she said, Tricia said, we need to level this government. There ain't no saving it. And I'm totally in line with that. Lever the government, the sick care system, and the education system. Level the whole thing and let's start over. So let me take a caller, and then I want to play a little bit of information about your endocannabinoid system within you that's designed by the Creator to bring you peace and homeostasis. 312-671, your mic's open. Go ahead.
Weyoran Yashalom, Grand Rising, Assalamu Alaikum. Good morning. This is Minister Plump from Chicago, Illinois. How you doing, Dr. V?
I'm doing well. I hear you got some snow up there in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. However, you know, there's nobody on the earth stopping a snowflake, as we say, in Chicago. We love it, as they say, as well as the system, you know, the system that we speak of for us, the government, has never really been for the people. We have to be for each other. And the most important thought that I love about you, Dr. V, is in this female solution is giving us the freedom, justice, equality, and economics opportunity of choice. And the greatest choice is God's will only. Which creates us as family and tribes and nations. I'm so happy, as they say, that trouble don't last always. And the greatest thing we can do is to help save our children. And we do that with our own original, authentic history and culture and heritage and produce a better quality of people. One of the most unique things that we got going on right now in Chicago is the second annual Black Community Unity Day, which we are remembering everybody, happy Black history, and everybody really comes from us, Black Unity Kickoff Day, which is February the 23rd, 2022. We will never forget how Mayor Harold Lee Washington defeated the racists and the Chicago machine. The theme is God will only. So people have to understand the will of God is going to prevail, whether you like it or not. He is in charge of the weather, as well as all of our lives. So we've been encouraging everyone to join us and come celebrate with us in Black history, and let's do it again. See, we done did this before. It adds up to be we and us, which is plus, and that's a team 23. People can get in touch with me at 312-671-2773. It is a fundraiser, all about some music.
Yeah, right, music, that's right.
And for more information, they can go to www.theharoldwashingtonfoundation.net, or they can Zelle us at the Harold Washington Foundation, care of Robert F. Plump, 312-671-2773.
All right. Thank you, Minister Plump, for that update. We got to go to our next. Thank you so much for sharing that. For those of you in the Chicago area, get a hold of Minister Plump if you're bored. He's got a lot of things you can do in Chicago. I want to go to this five ways to activate your endocannabinoid system. This is how we stop the war on our being. When we educate ourselves on a system that is within, we can talk all day long about what's going on around us. But as Minister Plump reminded us, the Creator is in charge. Creator Yahuwah is in charge. So that's how we stay out of depression and sadness and sickness, because we realize there's a bigger picture here, the universe, the birds are singing right now, I love it, and the sky and all the synchronistic activities in our lives are bringing about the joy, peace that we need. But we got to be patient and love one another and loving ourselves. Fly, first love yourself. So this woman, Naomi Whittell, gives five ways to activate your endocannabinoid system. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it has to do with the hemp plant. In the hemp plant, in CBD products, in marijuana, especially not when you're smoking it, but that helps too when you get the THC, it activates something already in you to help you balance your body and get homeostasis. So let's listen to, I don't know if we're going to be able to listen to the whole thing. It's about 10 minutes, but she gives some really good advice on some simple, easy to follow ways to activate what is inside of you to help you keep the war elements at bay and stay in peace. So let's listen to five
Have you
ways.
Ever tried to regulate the way you sleep, what you think about as you're going to sleep, what it is that you eat, how you relax your body, your immune system? All of these areas of our health are already regulated by a whole system in our body called the endocannabinoid system. You may have heard of it. Much like how we activate autophagy or how we activate our metabolism or any other system, this is an incredible system that really helps our body stay in balance. It keeps all of the internal balances on cue. Our health, our immune system, even our mood, all of this is regulated by our endocannabinoid system. So what I thought I'd do is share with you my five favorite ways to activate my endocannabinoid system and also share a little bit more information about it with you. So here's the deal. To think that this system, the endocannabinoid system that we have inside of each of our bodies, has the power to regulate our health, our immune system, so many, even our mood, like so many different functions, was discovered in the 90s. Completely blows my mind. It was discovered by two researchers, by Dr. Lemir Hannes at the Hebrew Institute in Jerusalem and Dr. William Devane. These two researchers were studying a whole variety of different functions within the brain, and they discovered that most of the cannabinoids that we produce are produced in the brain. Just to think how remarkable it is that we have this system in our body. We didn't even know we had it until about 30 years ago. And it was these researchers that did the deep dive into all the ways that we can stimulate our endocannabinoid system. Number one, which is also my personal favorite, is dark chocolate. And you know that dark chocolate has over 710 compounds in it. One of the healthiest things you can put into your mouth. I'm not talking about the milk chocolate or the white chocolate or the chocolate that's been Dutched with tons of sugar, really just the pure and natural high cacao, which has all the polyphenols. There are three compounds in chocolate that have been proven to activate our endocannabinoid system. So when my great grandmother said to me, have a piece of chocolate every day, she told me to start my day with it, which I don't do now, but the benefit of having a piece of dark chocolate every day really supports your mood. It supports your entire endocannabinoid system. Number two, good fats. So good fats are super important to activate your endocannabinoid system. I like to make sure that I'm getting enough of my omega-3s. I never worry about omega-6s because oftentimes we're out of balance. So I take, you know, different fish oils, from krill oil to my favorite Alaskan omega oils, and making sure that we're getting enough of those omega-3s, all of the essential fatty acids, into our body so that we can truly help our body to relax, to let go at the end of the day. I mean, there's so many benefits to the good fats, but there are tons to our overall endocannabinoid system from the good fats. So make sure you're getting them every single day. Number three is all about doing the activities that you absolutely love to do. So singing, if you like to sing, is great for your endocannabinoid system. Do it in the shower, wherever you want to do it, just get your voice out there. The other thing could be yoga, it could be dancing, it could be even the meditation that I love to do twice a day. Those are the ways that we activate our endocannabinoid system. So any kind of movement that you enjoy, joy is part of it, which is kind of interesting. So it's not about going, you know, and pushing yourself to do some form of exercise that you don't feel good with. It's about the joyful activities, and those in turn are what give you the results you're looking for with your endocannabinoid system. Number four is organic. You know how much I love to get organic food for my family, and I like to do it at the farmer's market. The reason I love it so much is because you're cutting out the middleman and you're getting something that's fresh, you're supporting your local community. So I always make the effort to do most of my shopping as much as I can at the farmer's market. Now, the reason we want organic for our endocannabinoid system is because the pesticides that are sprayed or the plastic containers that those organic produce go into actually disrupt and hurt our endocannabinoid system. So it's about avoiding so much of what goes around non-organic or conventional that we really need to be thinking about. Number five is CBD. I like CBD that comes from the hemp plant. I like it to be organic. I like to know where it grows. I've been all over North America over the past couple of years, really learning about the way that CBD is processed. And we're going to do other videos that will show you what I've learned and where I've gone and how it gets tested and how it gets extracted. It's fascinating. But the thing that's so great about CBD is I like to personally take it at night before I go to bed. I've got a couple of different ways that I like to take it. This is my absolute favorite, and it's a little powder form. This is my personal supply, and you can see this powder.
All right, so real quickly, she's given us five ways, suggestions. They're just suggestions that you can practice to improve your health, your being, your moods. As she mentioned, so many things you can improve when you activate your endocannabinoid system and raw cacao. I like to buy the raw powder where there's nothing added, organic powder. I put that in my almond milk. I make almond milk almost every 3 days because I like it fresh and I don't like the store-bought stuff. And I add macadamia nuts. I soak my almonds and macadamia in overnight. And then I put hot water in there to get the skin off the almond. And then I add vanilla, and I like to add raw cacao if I have it, along with coconut flakes to get that omega, that fat that she has. Good fat in your diet, and that includes coconut oil. Have joyful moments, again, dancing, singing. That's why Mary J. Blige is a very beneficial element of our journey for a lot of people, because she brings the joyful element to people's lives. So Mary, do your thing. But those of you who cannot afford the wigs, please stop. And then the joy, the CBD, omega-3, good fat cacao, and CBD. Get that CBD in you somehow, some way, and it will keep you out of depression, maybe. I started taking it because I've had this ringing in my ears for so long, and I've kind of lived with it. But I read an article that said it could eliminate it. I'm like, yeah, let me get some CBD. So I'm going to be doing CBD for a while. Well, thank you so much for being here with me today. Try those five ways. See if it helps, whatever you're challenged with. And then let's report back here on Monday, Friday morning, Sunday night, every day. Let's report on the Female Solution, how you're doing. We're here to bring solutions, help you journey that we're all on with scripts in our hands, scripts in our minds, scripts in our subconscious. And we're going to say thank you to our global family. Everybody have a beautiful day.
Korea. Kamsahamnida. Russia. Spasiba. Germany, danke.
Germany, danke.
Poland,
Jean-Cunyong.
France, merci.
Merci.
Spain,
beaucoup.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Italy, grazie.
Grazie.
Egypt,
shukran.
Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret.
Jeret.
Kenya, Asante.
Asante.
Israel. Toda.
Toda
Pakistan. Shukriya.
Shukriya.
Afghanistan. Tashakur. Saudi Arabia. Shukran.
Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you.
And
may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.
Bye. Let's do it. Thank you.